And that's how you do it. Ask us your questions. It could be anything you want it to be. It could be sports. It could be non-sports. Please avoid politics. That's all we ask. Avoid politics. And pretty much ask us anything else besides that one, and we will give you an answer to the best of their abilities.
Okay. There you have that. I mentioned before break, there's one thing about Kevin Stefanski that I think this is something. You tell me if it is. Since he has been the head coach of the Browns, he has not had his quarterback. You can make the argument that not one guy he's had playing quarterback is his kind of quarterback.
I have heard that argument thrown out numerous times.
I'm not arguing anything.
No.
I'm just saying, I don't think he's had a guy that he would think, yep, this is the kind of guy that I want to be my quarterback.
Let me reword.
He inherited Baker, right?
Yeah.
He had Jacoby for a while.
Right.
He had Deshaun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Deshaun's his kind of quarterback. He had Joe Flacco. I think Joe's probably too much of a gun. Well, a little too much of a gunslinger type, maybe. Maybe not. Jameis, probably too much of a gunslinger type. DTR, probably not his guy. I think you could make the argument that he's not had his quarterback. Now, who that guy is, I don't know. But I think that's something to consider here. I don't know if it's a big deal, but I think it's something to consider.
Well, if it's anything like the other versions of the Kubiak, Shanahan, McVay, McDaniel, LaFleur offense that we've seen elsewhere, it is a guy with some ability to scramble if he needs to, who is a point-and-shoot quarterback. And by that I mean the head coach is playing quarterback. He says you hike the ball, and you will look to the left, and if he is open, you will throw that. And if you will look to the center, if he is not open, and if that guy isn't open, you will then throw the ball away. And basically, the head coach is playing quarterback. Those are those
which he's not, but he's coaching the way he wants the quarterback position to be played.
Yeah, it's the head coach plays quarterback.
He's not out on the field throwing
balls.
Well,
yes, but it's basically, okay, fine. The head coach is the brain. The quarterback is the arm. Does that work
well,
better?
Well, that's okay because that's what the head coach is supposed to be.
Well, in some systems. In other systems, the quarterback is the whole kit and caboodle. I don't know how much quarterback Andy Reid is playing.
Andy's more old school, and he has a talent at quarterback who doesn't need that.
Correct.
There aren't very many of those.
I'll give you the other one. I wonder how much quarterback Sean McVay is playing.
With Matthew Stafford?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Matthew Stafford's a good one.
But he played a good amount of quarterback with Jared Goff there.
I've always liked him. Skip is on the west side. Skip.
All right, Skip.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
My goodness gracious. Here we are. What's in the draft? I don't know. 2012 is when we picked up, when Tannehill came in, right?
Goodness. I'm not sure. Might have been a little before then. I don't
remember.
That
sounds about right.
I wanted him, and I called in and said, hey, I want to get Tannehill. Oh, we're not even looking at him. And I'm like, okay. So then we started, hiring short quarterbacks that carried a high drama. Is that part of their contract? Anyway, what are your feelings about Tannehill? I know he's 36, but he's a free agent.
And he's unemployed and been unemployed all year. I think that tells us all we need to know. And nothing against him. He was competent.
Though the bad thing, Skip, I've heard worse ideas.
Yeah, I know.
I've heard worse.
I mean, when everybody went, huh? When Flacco showed up? It's the sitting on the couch that really gives you the oomph to want to be a winner.
The what, Skip?
The oomph.
You need that.
You gotta have the oomph.
You need that.
I have a theory too about the dome stadium. Don't have one.
Oh boy.
Okay. Go ahead.
That would be bad for the city of Cleveland because we'd have to watch other teams play in the Super Bowl. because we'd have one here.
Okay. Thank you, Skip.
I have no rebuttal.
I don't either.
I don't have one. You know what, though? It might not be the Browns playing there, but boy, we will take your cash. Come on in. Spend every last dollar you have. We will take your revenue.
I would be surprised if Ryan Tannehill returns to the NFL.
I would also be surprised if Ryan Tannehill also returns to the
stranger
NFL.
Stranger things, though.
As anything but a coach. I could see him coming back as a coach or an analyst or something along those lines.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy converted from a wide receiver to a quarterback in college. I mean, that says something.
He was a quarterback, but he played at wide receiver because he wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to wait his turn at quarterback.
Yeah.
But he was recruited to A&M as a quarterback.
Yeah. Mike Sherman helped him out.
Tony is in Cleveland. Hi, Tony.
All right, Tony.
How are you doing? Happy New Year to you.
Back at you.
Very happy New Year to you as well.
I want to say that they need to just blow up the whole team from the owner all the way down to the water boy and start all over. And let
I mean, that poor water boy, they don't look thirsty. I mean, it seems like that they've been properly hydrated. I can't blame him.
He's provided some high-quality H2O, Tony.
Yeah, but anyway, let Miles and them go where they want to go and get some form and rebuild and start it all over. And I would get an old coach like Greg Williams myself and go back to old school football like the Browns used to be, you know. Well, that's all my comments. And as far as Kevin Stefanski not having a quarterback that he should have had, he had plenty. Old, young runners, throwers, so I don't know what he would want.
Tony, that's a good question. It's a good point. He's had a lot of guys.
He has had guys. He's gone through enough of them.
And he's made some of them work.
He has. Jacoby Brissett looked pretty good.
One loss record didn't with Jacoby. I think it was, 4-7?
Would you take it now?
No. 4-7 doesn't do much for me.
I mean, it's better than 3-whatever.
Coach Baker Mayfield do his best record.
Got Bacon there, too. Yeah, also fell apart on the back end, but... You know, he got something decent out of Joe Flacco. I mean, the picks were all over the place as well. It's not like the picks were hidden. The defense was at a way better place. P.J. Walker was horrendous.
They won games with Joe Flacco, even though Joe was throwing the same number of interceptions, basically, as Jameis. Dave is in Chagrin Falls. Hi, Dave.
How are you, Dave?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
All right. Yeah, we're in the common theme. That comes across with most of the callers and you guys is a talent evaluation. And I think there's no more glaring example of it than at the quarterback position. I mean, you had a situation in training camp where Tyler Huntley clearly outplayed DTR, but DTR was a draft pick and they wanted to give him every opportunity to succeed. Again, yesterday you had a side-by-side comparison of Tyler Huntley and DTR, and there was no comparison. No comparison as to who is the more competent quarterback. And I just really feel that a lot of the Browns' problems is in talent evaluation and the unwillingness to come off of draft picks who have not succeeded. And it's just glaring to me how they can just do it time and time again with players, but especially at the quarterback position, it really has a tendency to hurt a team.
Dave, I can't argue with that. I'll just say this. Tyler Huntley is nobody's vision of a starting quarterback in the NFL. And I like Tyler. I'm interpreting the move, okay? Was Tyler better than DTR? Yes. Yes. No question. He was also, that was the third quarterback position for this team.
Mm-hmm.
And what were they thinking? Do we want to bring Tyler in as our third quarterback and have him sitting here and not playing? Or do we want to try to develop someone who we drafted? And yes, he was a draft pick, but you drafted him because you thought you had a purpose for him moving forward. Whether that was as a potential starting quarterback, which I do not think was the idea because you drafted him in the fifth round, or to have a guy who you think could play quarterback in the NFL for a decade and win some games for you if you happen to need to play him. In other words, a backup quarterback. And my guess is that they kept DTR because they thought, let's see if we can develop this guy as a backup quarterback. And if not, we'll go get another one. Heck, you can go get Tyler Huntley probably next year. You know, you want him that bad, you can go get him. Bring him in. He'll be available.
Also, this is going to come off smart alecky and mildly rude, and I apologize now.
Well, but you are smart alecky and mildly rude. So
if you go into a season thinking you're going to play three quarterbacks,
you're done.
You weren't going anywhere to begin with.
Right.
And so sitting here and yelling about the third quarterback on a roster is really not a good way to go about life.
And remember, they're building the roster. And yes, you should say you want the most talented guys in there each and every time. I understand why they kept DTR over Tyler Huntley. I do. And I don't think it was talent. It was, what do we think we might be able to do with this guy long term? And I think that they have found out, if they didn't know already, you know, what was he, these two games. If DTR was auditioning in these two games to be the potential starter next year or the potential backup next year, eh.
Or trade bait.
I don't even know that.
No, that's out the window now.
But yeah. Well, no, but even at the time. I just, they have a pretty good idea. I mean, these coaches watch them every day in practice. They know, they see. They have a pretty good idea. Did he show enough in practice that they thought they wanted him to see him in the game? Okay, fine. But, and nothing against him. He seems like a nice kid. He's got some ability, certainly. He's got a strong arm. He doesn't maybe know how to use it, but could he still be a backup in the league for a long time? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look around the league. And could he still develop and get better? Absolutely. But I'm not going to sit here and beat up the Browns because of Tyler Huntley. I think that's ridiculous.
If you're yelling about the third quarterback on the roster and his inability to complete passes and how that is a reflection of everything, what is happening right now is your house is burning down and you're yelling at your kid for not cleaning out the dishwasher.
216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Tyvus Powell works with us on the Browns Radio Network. Tyvus coming up next right here on Baskin and Phelps.